From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I am Gimel Sabingo. Most of the millions of dollars raised in the Missouri governor's race would be banned under proposed campaign contribution limits. A measure on the November 8 ballot would limit donations to candidates to $2,600 per election. An Associated Press analysis found close to $16.5 million of Republican gubernatorial candidate Eric Greitens' fundraising, or about 95%, was in donations of more than $2,600. Democratic candidate Attorney General Chris Coster received $17.8 million worth of checks of more than $2,600. That's about 80% of what he's raised this election. Missouri's previous campaign contribution limits were repealed in 2008. Since then, some donors have routinely given five- and six-figure checks. Under the proposed constitutional amendment, donors also couldn't give more than $25,000 to political parties each primary and general election. MU is among eight universities in Missouri that will share a $5 million National Science Foundation grant. A minority participation program of the National Science Foundation selected the schools to receive the grant. The grant aims to provide resources to minority students pursuing degrees in science, technology, engineering, or math, and diversify the STEM workforce. Rob Margetta is a public affairs specialist at the National Science Foundation. He says the grants help give students the resources they need to graduate.
It's giving them access to STEM education is important, but you also need to find ways to make sure that people who enter degree programs in those subjects actually graduate. And so that's what this grant is intended to enhance our ability to do.
Margetta also says the program looks at both effective learning and teaching styles for all students. Missouri says the U.S. Constitution does not guarantee a reporter or anyone else the right to see executions. The state is pressing a federal judge to throw out BuzzFeed News reporter Christopher McDaniel's lawsuit over Missouri's decision to exclude him from witnessing executions. Missouri also says in court documents last week that it has legal immunity from such lawsuits. McDaniel argues that courts have acknowledged it's unconstitutional to deprive someone from volunteering to witness an execution, saying volunteers are exercising their free speech rights. In applying to be a witness in January 2014, McDaniel said he wanted to, quote, ensure that executions are carried out in a constitutional manner, end quote. McDaniel never got a reply. 17 executions have been carried out by the state since. The next scheduled execution is January 31st. Missouri's two major candidates for governor disagree on many things, but Democrat Chris Coster and Republican Eric Greitens both oppose the two proposed tobacco tax hikes on the November 8 ballot. St. Louis Public Radio's Joe Manis has the details.
Amendment 3 would increase Missouri's tobacco tax by as much as $1.27 a pack, with the money earmarked for early childhood programs. Proposition A would raise the tax by 23 cents a pack to pay for transportation improvements. Greitens says he opposes any state sales tax increases. Coster says Amendment 3 is poorly written. He accuses backers of Proposition A of not being serious and trying to confuse voters. If elected, Coster says he'll work with legislators to come up with a better tobacco tax proposal. Missouri's current tax of 17 cents a pack is the nation's lowest. I'm Joe Manis, St. Louis Public Radio.
Missourians will have six statewide ballot measures to decide on November 8th. Missouri's two major candidates for governor, Democrat Chris Coster and Republican Eric Greitens, have differing outlooks on several of the measures. Depending on who's elected, it could influence the implementation of the measures that pass. Both candidates support Amendment 1, an extension of Missouri's 1/10 of 1 cent sales tax for state parks and soil and water conservation. But the two candidates are on two opposing sides for Amendment 2, which would impose campaign donation limits on statewide political candidates. Coster supports the proposal, which limits campaign spending to $2,600 per candidate or $25,000 per political party. Greitens opposes the measure. Both candidates oppose Amendment 3 and Proposition A, two proposed tobacco tax increases that would allocate increased tax revenues to early childhood education and healthcare services or road and bridge improvements. Amendment 4, if passed, would prohibit Missouri from expanding its sales tax to include previously untaxed services like real estate services or personal services like haircuts. Coster says he will likely vote for the ban, but that it puts artificial limits on the government's ability to do what is in the best interests of the state. Greitens has not taken a stand on the proposal. Greitens supports Amendment 6, a mandated voter ID proposal. Coster opposes the measure, saying it opens the door to disenfranchisement. I am Gimel Sabingo, KBIA News, Columbia.